Work session of the Lincoln County Board of Commissioners with the Sillette City Council to order. These work sessions are something that the Board of Commissioners have been doing with the seven city councils in the county for a number of years.
And
the tribe. Mm-hmm. And so we do this eight times a year, joint work sessions, opportunity to talk about items of mutual interest. And we allow up to an hour, and then we'll have our Board of Commissioners work session or formal meeting immediately following the conclusion of our joint work session. So that's kind of the outline for the evening. First item on our joint work session agenda would be introductions. I see some city councilors in the audience, and let's start there.
John Robinson, Mayor.
So, John, you've got heavy duty tonight. All right, and let the commissioners introduce themselves.
Claire Hall.
Doug Hunt.
Barry Thompson.
All right. First item on our agenda is biosolids. I'm sure that's of interest to many people in the audience, but we put it on the agenda for the work session also. John, anything you want to mention, or we can have Wayne give an update?
Well, I've got to say that is we haven't done anything with biosolids since 2008, I guess, and we don't need to, you know, do anything with them, whatever we do, for another 6 years, I think. So it's not in our purview. It's not, you know, something we're concerned about right now.
So, can I ask? So since 2008, so are you accumulating the waste product until
it doesn't need to be cleaned out.
Okay. You've got sufficient, what's the term, catchment basins or facilities?
For the basins.
Okay.
So, what is your system? You have a pond that you're pumping through?
Yeah, we have
And that's pond over here?
Out here, yeah.
It's down at the end of that main street over, I think?
Yeah, James Rank.
Right alongside the river. How do you prevent it? Plastic lined, or what do you have?
Yeah, there is a liner in the basin.
Then what happens when you reach full?
We'll address that when we come to it. We don't know yet. Not with everything that's been going on.
Okay, well, that's a reasonable answer with everything that's going on. Yeah. But it's something you've got to think about.
Right. And we'll deal with that after things are worked out and set.
Do you have any filtration at all in your system now?
As to what?
I mean, you have a lot of liquid going to a catch basin. Surely you don't have a basin that big that you don't have any removal. It just goes to it.
Yeah.
And how do you keep the noxious fumes and all the other things down?
Does not smell. You go down there any day of the week and it does not smell. I'm not a public worker.
I've never heard any complaints about it. I know that.
Yeah.
So you say...
It's dealt with well. It's not a problem.
Do you filter any water outlet or anything?
Couldn't tell you. I'm not public works.
Public works can answer some of these detailed questions.
Right.
Okay, well, this is a conversation between the commissioners and the city council. Public inputs, there's an opportunity for that at the formal meeting afterward. I guess I'm trying to...
I was trying to...
So what was the process before 2008? Or you said you haven't had to do anything since 2008?
I have been in here, I imagine.
So we don't really have anybody that was here at that time.
I was here, but I'm not public.
Public Works.
I'm not
going to ask
questions like that because I don't know. So the guys get paid for.
Okay. Any other questions from commissioners or John, any other comments or questions? We'll let Wayne give us kind of a general update. I know we're...
Wayne Delmore, County Council, and this is obviously an issue we've been looking at quite a bit.
and the request of a number of people. And the thing that I'd like to do with the update is talk a little bit about we're organizing a summit to try and talk about some of these issues and questions on August 21st. It'll be in Lincoln City at City Hall. It's actually going to be right before the Coastal Caucus holds their economic summit at Lincoln City at Chinook Winds. It's an opportunity we'll have our state representative and our state senator available, as well as other folks that are involved in the regulatory side or testing side to answer questions for all those. The community and the commissioners and various parties have a lot of questions, maybe more questions than answers right now. And so that's what we're going to be doing, is pulling that together. And we're currently working on, we're getting out the, we've been giving out save-the-date kinds of information so people know the time and the place, and we're working on an agenda right now. I'll tell you this, we will have representatives from the community actually making formal presentations at this, as well as representatives of those who do the treatment process here, explaining that, some of the regulators that are involved with this, some of the other groups that are concerned with the health and welfare of the Siletz water system, the entire valley, and others who will be both participating as in part of panels or part of presentations, or there to assist us, because I think we got lots of questions and we want to get to the bottom of some of those questions.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
You listed the new group, but this could spin off into all kinds of industries. Is the industry going to be there to observe?
We've got them on our list of invitees, because again, while we're talking about the issue of biosolids, it really is a bigger picture issue of what is the health of the entire watershed.
Sure.
And what is the, you know, what is contributing to the health of that watershed or to the demise of the watershed? What are the issues there? So we actually think that this will be an opportunity to talk specifically about biosolids and lots of experts there, but maybe pivot a little bit larger to a discussion of the quality of water in the watershed and what's contributing to problems or issues out there. So that'll be kind of the way we'll proceed with this particular.
Excuse me, where is this summit going to be?
It's Lincoln City City Hall.
Oh, City Hall.
City Hall.
Okay.
That was the biggest and closest venue that we could come up
with. At 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock on the 21st.
Could you tell us where that's located for those of us?
As you go into Lincoln City on Highway 101, partway through the city is a place that's called Lincoln Square.
It's across from Burger King.
Across from Burger
King. Yeah, he's a lawyer. Go ask him questions.
See, parking lot is quite some pride.
That was good. I come to that eventually. I really was.
Don't kick a lawyer vision, trust me.
That's good.
Anything else you want to report on?
No, I think that's it. It's continuing work. It's work in progress.
Okay, and we will have public input on that.
By the way, one thing we might mention today as a new update is we had a visit. I met with, you met with, and we briefly introduced her to Casey Miller as well, the new OSU Extension Agriculture, Forestry, and Master Gardener Agent. And she is going to attend the summit, and she expressed some interest. Don't want to announce anything definitive, but possibly trying to organize a follow-up event, probably in or near Siletz, where we could bring in people from Lincoln Soil and Water. OSU has done a lot of research on this and have, you know, kind of a more public informational forum as a follow-up to this initial summit.
Yeah. And I'd like to express my appreciation. A lot of people have been sending us information. A great deal. We're gathering a great deal. So I think the end result of this process is we're going to also have a compilation of a great deal of information related to this topic and make that available to folks.
Mm-hmm. Well, certainly the session in Lincoln City will not be the one and only session.
So one of the comments.
It'll be a starting point.
And that's, I understand, Wayne, this is limited to 2 hours we have to be out of there.
Unfortunately, that's the problem that we ran into, is that particular facility has another meeting following at the Planning Commission. And in order to open up the room for the Planning Commission meeting that night, we're limited to 2 hours.
So how do we handle public comment?
Well, we are going to get a moderator. We're working with Association of Oregon County's Solutions Team. That's Greg Wolf at AOC. And so we're going to have a moderator there. We're going to make sure people understand what the kind of ground rules for the presentations. We'll have some set presentations, but lots of time for public input, too.
Okay. Anything else on biosolids? All right. Move on to law enforcement. John, any particular questions? You just want an update?
I would like an update. Things seem to be quieter, except for the 4th of July, and around that time. That is always a problem.
Well, we've got the sheriff here, and if he can't get the job done, he brought reinforcements.
Which is probably good. I'm going to have to use them again. So, Curtis Landers, Lincoln County Sheriff, and we met with the tribe last week, I believe it was, at the meeting, and then we also came out here last Thursday and met with the neighborhood watch group that's out here, too, and it was basically a packed room here also, I'm surprised that you actually said that it was quiet, Mayor, because from the watch group, we're hearing kind of the alternative, that it's kind of picked back up again for the summertime. A lot of activity, specifically related to drug activity, and we received a lot of information on that. And I know Lieutenant Cameron and the supervisors and the staff have already formulated a plan to address that. The group out here is excellent. They provided some excellent resources. I think at one point I leaned over to Lieutenant Cameron and said, geez, why don't we just make them a deputy, because they have the resources that we need to do the enforcement out here. So with all the information that they provided, we're working. One thing that they kind of wanted also was a direct line as far as in order to get a hold of somebody and to exchange information. Right now, they had a couple of deputies' cell phone, and of course, those deputies weren't working. It was complicated to get the information out. We have since established an email address to where they can actually use that to send information from the watch group directly to all the supervisors and Lieutenant Cameron, so that whoever is on duty at the time can address it if it's something that needs to be addressed right away. And also, just so we also have a record of all those emails that are coming in, so that we can keep track of that, and also again to address the drug issue that in a couple of places that are going on out there. So we did that. The tribe also established point of contacts for different sources that we need from them. They were Bonnie Peterson was also at the meeting last Thursday, so a lot of good information sharing on that. And I think one city councilor was here. I don't remember who that was, but the one city councilor was here, and I think she's going to bring it up at the city council meeting also about more that needs to be addressed too, and we're working on. So not as big issues when we first started, but again, it's one of those things that the neighborhood group and us agreed that, it's one of the things that I said initially when both performed, that we needed to make sure that we kept our foot on the pedal and didn't let up, and probably it got quiet, and we both maybe let up on a little bit of enforcement, and it's time to get back on that again to make it so it is quiet again. So I appreciate what you said, Mayor, about being quiet. Evidently the concerns aren't getting to you then, but they seem to be still.
I missed the meeting.
But it also, again, it seems like it's a very small group of people causing the largest amount of problems, which is usually the case around here. And if we can address those small groups, usually then it goes back to a nice quiet area that selects us supposed to be.
So my question is the powwow. Mm-hmm. Powwow's not quiet.
No, it isn't. Sure isn't.
So you're going to be here in enforcement. Yeah. What's your plans for how you're going to deal with that?
I'll let Lieutenant Cameron address that. He's got a plan already in place for that.
Well, the biggest thing with powwows, we've done it a couple years now since we've taken over, and really what it comes down to is just visible presence. So we've got blackout days, so deputies have time off during that time period. Trying to venture patrols out here really seems to make a big difference just being seen. So really the powwow itself doesn't cause too many problems. Up on the hill itself, it's especially good. In town, it can spill out a little bit, but it's your typical things. You might have some loud music, you might have a fight or two, but we're ready to deal with it.
And I think the other thing I wanted to make a point, too, because it had something to do with the election when we initially passed the $31,000 And I know that a lot of citizens that live outside the city limits were concerned that they were going to be paying for a problem that was isolated to the city. And statistics have actually revealed that's not actually the case, that some of the problems that we talked about with the neighborhood watch were actually outside the city limits. And also as far as the calls for service that we received, we probably have the exact numbers, but very similar amount of calls for service coming in outside the city limits as coming in inside the city limits. So.
When they started the neighborhood watch, they did such an awesome job. A lot of them moved out of the city up to our area.
Right, exactly.
So it's nice to have some of you guys out there.
Shortly after that Logston, we addressed the problem that was going on out there and had a meeting too. So yeah, exactly what happened.
Exactly.
So it actually, when it really got going strong, it pushed them not only out of here, but we were finding them down in Walport at the time. So, which is unfortunate because sometimes all we do is push the problem around a little bit. So we just want to push them all the way out of the county.
Right.
Well, there's another place we could push them right into jail.
Well, yes. Yeah, that's.
That's a whole other
issue because our jail's full and.
No.
But
we can't keep letting them run the streets either.
No, we. And, you know, I think a lot of people know where I stand on that as far as, especially people with drug addiction and mental illness, I don't want to see them in jail either. I want to see them get the help that they need. So, number one, they don't commit the crimes that get them in jail to begin with. And I think, ultimately, that's the goal we're trying to reach.
Well, we're developing some programs to address that specific issue.
Yeah.
Would you also comment at the joint work session that we had with the Tribal Council, there was discussion about issues with speed, particularly some dangerous curves, and also on the river. Could you just discuss that and what we're doing to help address that issue?
Sure. There was kind of some specific areas. Jack Morton Park was one of them. It's a little bit of an isolated thing. You have a family that tries to cross the road, and people go through there pretty fast. It's certainly something that we're working with the state police. The sheriff's office has jurisdiction, of course, throughout the entire county, but specifically the state police enforce on state highways. So it's coordinating with them, trying to get some extra patrols. But, I mean, to be honest, it's tough to get pulled out there just because it's such limited traffic compared to 20 and 101 and all the big highways. But really it's going out there doing speed enforcement. Same thing in town here. You have specific areas where we've had complaints on logs and that went to the road department. It's just doing more speed enforcement. You try to not make it into a situation where everybody's getting a ticket, because that's not what we want at all. But we really need to try to slow people down, and we do that through enforcement. If we can do it with a warning, we'll try to do it with a warning.
I think you're also going to address it on your level with the traffic signals, as far as maybe a little, maybe more caution signs, something like that, because with Jack Morgan Park being on the opposite side of the highway from the river, you know, a lot of people are crossing right there, and it's kind of a blind area anyhow, and with a 55 zone. I think just maybe, you know, congestion, you know, people crossing, something like that, just to warn people. I think I'd rather do a lot of more prevention than, you know, everyone's have seen before, when usually traffic safety happens after a bad incident's happened, and we don't want that to occur. We want to make sure we do the prevention ahead of time, hopefully prevent anybody from getting hurt.
Yeah, I had a conversation with a new project manager last Thursday.
For ODOT.
And my voice was better then, so we had a lot clearer communication. But they're looking at a variety of things on Highway 101, on some of the dangerous curves, and on the Siletz Highway 2 to alert drivers ahead of time. Rumble strips are an option on the heavier traveled highways, that sort of thing. But again, it's doing some things to create awareness of the potential of danger on those corners and other areas that more commonly associated with accidents and that sort of thing. So
did he mention anything about the Macon City problem area?
I'm not sure what you're talking about, Commissioner.
Does everybody know where I'm talking about? Most people do. It's that 1-2-lane section that they've put in there. You don't take 4 down to 2, and then you can sit there right now, half hour, get through that section.
Again, is that just north of the Mel Scott strip?
Yeah.
at this point, I don't know that there's anything on the drawing board to address that. It would be a project for the city to raise a new project manager and STIP process, the STIP's state and transportation improvement plan.
Just to let you know, the city is trying to work on slowing people down. We've got one sign coming into town that slows people down to 25. We're going to have another one on this end of town shortly, and we're hoping to get one for Longston Road so that we'll have every entry into town covered to slow people down.
Trying to address it.
The other thing on positive note, too, August 7th is National Night Out. We'll be out here setting up. Are we going to get the...
We're going to get the... There's a lot of... the CIS, there's a lot to do with the bouncy house. apparently there's problems. Ponies and bouncy houses are bad.
Yeah.
We did get the bouncy house, though. Okay. So apparently the bouncy house company carries their own lot of building insurance. So it was a huge hit last year. It's the world I live in now.
Obviously, we were here at the fire department last year, but obviously, we'll be here. We're going to be over at the corner.
Gator and Logston on private property.
Yeah.
So, they're gracious to host it. So,
it's August.
August 7th, Tuesday night, 6th.
It's a family thing?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, family.
There's bouncy house, isn't
there? Yep, there's bouncy house. Yeah, there's a slide. Also, CS does like slides. But, we got that too.
Yeah.
It's just to bring community and law enforcement together and just kind of everybody's out in the street and showing support for one another. So it's a good time.
Well,
deputies out here and you can interact and kind of on a casual basis. So.
Yeah. It was a fun event last year.
So, yeah. CIS is the insurance company that the county deals with, so that's why there was concern from CIS.
I saw those bouncy houses got blown away. The kids in
Yeah. We'll check the weather forecast for
anchor it.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
We don't want to blow.
No, that's the last thing we want. So yeah.
All right, anything else on law enforcement?
Right. One thing, if those biosolid trucks do start rolling again, they fly down Logson Road. I mean, they tear up those roads. And through the 25 mile an hour zone, because we filmed them and they caught us and they were in the middle of the field and caused a little bit of that. So, we really watch them. And then I've heard reports, I haven't seen it, the Toledo City sledge truck and them speeding on the road.
Yeah, what helps us a lot is if you can give us kind of what times they operate.
Sure. Once I see them, they come. Well, if they're coming from Eagle Bay, about every 4 hours. You can. Once you see them, you can time them.
I can vouch for that because I've ridden my bike up to Moonshine Park and that. And once they are coming, I know there's going to be a lot more of them continue to come. And it seems fast on a bike for that road and everything too. So yeah, once they go, they continue.
Yeah. So you can watch for that too.
The biggest thing too is just if you have concerns, please just call us. I know people kind of talk back and forth and they build things up and. We're happy to kind of clear the air about what's really going on, and I'm happy to talk to anybody anytime about anything. So, feel free to call us.
If you ever want to spot the set and watch fast traffic on Longston Road, we live at Mount. It's a straight stretch.
Mm-hmm.
And they start speeding up at the corner and rip fast. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody does. Mm-hmm. It's not just the trucks. A lot of trucks jake brake all the way to the corner.
They don't necessarily slow for the corners before the church.
Yeah, it's a straight stretch. It's just a speed.
You know, more in our generation, we love Moonshine Park Road.
Yeah, the 25 zone, yeah.
Set shade.
Yeah. Get the ticket looking.
Yeah.
Quit feeling so sorry for them.
Yeah, we just want people to go. It's not about right tickets. It's just slow people down.
We're not doing that.
Try to make it safe. All right, anything else? Okay. John, anything else on the agenda or the joint work session?
No.
Commissioners?
Sorry. The meeting is let's do today. It seemed like things are going very well
out here. What we heard from the tribal council.
All right, I will adjourn.
Is there any question time for the city?
Not during the joint work session, but at the end of the board commissioner session.
So I'll adjourn the work session.